Each Tuesday morning at this time, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia, and we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
We want to ask you about two recent items that appeared in the PolitiFact Virginia column. You not only check statements by Virginia political figures as to their truth or falsity, but you also check on whether they have flip-flopped in their public positions on various issues. And Mark Herring, who is a state senator and the Democratic candidate for Attorney General of Virginia, recently said he favors gay marriage, but back a few years ago when Virginia was voting on a constitutional amendment for the state constitution declaring that marriage is only between a man and a woman, he was in favor of that amendment. So you checked out whether he did actually flip-flop or not, and what's your conclusion?
Well, back in 2003, when Herring ran unsuccessfully for the state Senate, he said marriage should be between a man and a woman, and that's according to an article that year that ran in the Winchester Star. Now, in 2006, shortly after being sworn in as a state senator, Herring did say that he supported a resolution allowing Virginia voters to decide if there should be a state constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. That amendment passed easily that year. But during his attorney general campaign this year, Herring has signaled a change of position on this issue. In April, Herring's campaign released a statement saying he, quote, supports marriage equality for same-gender couples, and Herring also pledged to work to change the current law prohibiting such marriages. And in a recent debate, Herring acknowledged that he had changed his position. He said he had done a lot of thinking about the issue and discussed it with friends, constituents, and coworkers, and he said he now supports marriage equality, so he rated this a full flop.
Terry McAuliffe, who heads the Democratic ticket as the candidate for governor, made a statement that the state GOP, his Republican opponents in the statewide election, are saying that their top priority is a career-long mission to outlaw abortion in all cases and ban some common forms of birth control, his words. You checked his facts on that, and what did you find out?
Well, there's no doubt the Republican state ticket is opposed to abortion, but we were curious whether the GOP has really been telling voters their top priority is to ban that procedure as well as some common forms of birth control. Josh Schwerin, a McAuliffe spokesman, pointed to comments that Republican gubernatorial candidate Ken Cuccinelli made at a 2012 rally supporting personhood legislation, which would have defined life as beginning at conception. Now, according to the Washington Times, Cuccinelli said, quote, "It's hard to believe we actually have to come and advocate for something as basic as life." And Cuccinelli also said, quote, "The fight for life is going to last all of our lives." Schwerin also cited various news articles and other sources to show that personhood bills would ban abortion and certain types of birth control. But we're not checking the consequences of personhood legislation, what the consequences of that legislation would be. We're examining whether the GOP ticket has actually been saying a ban on abortion and some forms of birth control has been their top priority. Now, Schwerin cited a couple of video and audio clips of Cuccinelli's speeches showing that fighting abortion is certainly one of the Attorney General's priorities, but nothing McCall's campaign pointed to proves the GOP has been saying that's their top issue among all others. And in fact, Cuccinelli has said multiple times during interviews that his top priority as governor is economic growth. So we rated McAuliffe's claim false.
They didn't actually say that in so many words. Okay, thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We check the facts every Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE.
Thanks, Wayne.